Thank you for holding. My name is Jay. I'm a fraud account specialist. To better assist you in locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
77707.
Thank you for that. And your name?
George M. Vinson, Jr.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account.
The other agent said that she was transferring everything over. So are we starting from scratch here? I have to add everything in again?
Well, I just need to make sure things get verified with me on the line, sir, just because.
Yeah, if you're confirming, that's fine.
Yes, sir. And I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
205 Hampton Lane, Beaumont, Texas.
Thank you for that. And in case we get disconnected, is the number we're speaking on now area code 210-317-1919 a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were initially charged back in November for the online firearm safety class to receive both the digital and physical certificate that could have been used to apply for the Virginia State Conceal and Carry Permit for any resident or non-resident.
In my statement, it says national qualify. So is this some kind of a national registry for concealed carry, or is it just for the state of Virginia or the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Well, it would have been through the Virginia State Police would have been able to have issued that conceal and carry permit to any resident or non-resident of Virginia, and it is valid in over half the country where it would have been accepted other states that reciprocate the Virginia State permit laws. Now, I'm showing you were also charged $19 for the online firearms training portal, which gives you additional access to additional tips and training videos each month, where you'll be able to utilize those videos each month for $19 or until you will call in to cancel.
Okay. Can you show, does it show on there whether or not Texas is one of the states that's accepts this?
Yes, sir. I do show that Texas did accept as well as recognize the Virginia State Conceal and Carry Permit as being valid in the state of Texas.
Can you also look on my record there and see if I've used this account at all or used any of the information?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't give us the ability to see the access to the account, sir. I do apologize.
I don't benefit from this account at all. And I don't even use this email address anymore. I'm with Google now instead of with Yahoo.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm showing the account was initially created back in November of 2020, sir, when the the course was taken with us.
Well, I don't recall having done that. And is there any way for me to recoup any of this expense?
Now, with the account, give me 1 second. Now, with the account, sir, because it does show with the information that you have verified as being correct with your address, as well as that having been a prior email address on there, I do show the account is closed so that there wouldn't be any future charges. And I'd be able to do a credit back of $9 back off the March 7th charge that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
$9? $9?
Yes, sir.
So that's not even a month's worth. Is that some kind of prorating or something?
Well, I will be able to go ahead and do a full refund back off the March 7th charge of $19, which will show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
This happened with me before. Have a policy that they go back 3 months. So first of all, you wanted to give me back $9. And then when I questioned that, you said the full month of March. So that's $19. What about the other month? All the way back to November. What do I have to do to prove that this is fraud, that someone charged it other than me?
And now I will also go ahead and issue a refund back off the February 5th, as well as the January 1st charge of $19 that you'll show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Good.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
So can you give me the last 4 digits of the debit card number that I use to charge this to, so I'll know which account it's going back to?
I'm showing it would credit back to the Visa card ending in 9499.
Good. Yeah, that's one that I still carry. Several of them I've had to change my card because it's, the cards have gotten broken or worn or whatever. So I just wanted to be sure that this is one that's still existing. Okay. Any other information you need, Jay?
No, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I don't think so. I think we got it all covered. And thank you for your assistance.
I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.